It's time for the Alpha Wealth Hour, presented by the Alpha Wealth Group, the show that helps teach you how to make the right moves with regard to investment planning, tax savings, and estate protection. Are you ready to better understand the financial chaos? Here's your host, Tom Fortino.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. I like to say we're a complete retirement planning firm. AlphaWealthGroup.com. That's AlphaWealthGroup.com. We've got a lot to talk about. Let me mention one thing about the website, too. You can download reports. You can sign up for our newsletter. We have a class coming up. So if you want to sign up for that, you can do that, called the New Reality in Our Retirement. Hard to say, but a lot of good information if you want to attend that, the New Reality in Our Retirement. And we'll have some upcoming workshops as well. But let me start out with a story here. Okay. Two different people turned 65 on the same day, and they both saved $1 million for retirement. One of them goes broke by their 75th birthday, just getting by in Social Security. The other one is set for life. They can afford to do all the things they dreamed of doing in retirement. So what's the difference between these two people? And why does this story hold the secret to a financially successful retirement? We're going to talk about these and give you some answers on today's show. Let me start by asking a question. We hear this all the time. What's your magic number? What's your number? How much do you think you need in a successful retirement? How much money do you think you need to ensure you'll never run out of money? You know, we hear this a lot. These investors have become well acquainted with the phrase or the question, some would say a threatening question, what's your number? And I get this a lot. People come in and say, what do you think I need to save? How much do you need to put aside? And in some ways, I kind of say this is a trap, because the reality is there's no single number. There's no amount that can guarantee you'll not outlive your retirement. So I'm always cautious about this. I think it's laudable if you can save money and put it away. But it's what you do with the money in retirement that's going to determine being successful or not. So we're going to start and talk about in this first segment with one of the most important aspects of here, which is really about income planning and why filing for Social Security could be one of the most important financial decisions you're going to make in retirement. Why do I say that? Well, for a number of reasons. Number one, it's a lifetime income, and if you're married, for you and your spouse. Now, Forbes says that 96% of Americans miss out on an average of $111,000 of income simply because they file for Social Security at the wrong time. It's pretty important how we do it. It's called our claiming strategies, and it's one of the most important pieces, again, of your income plan. This is only one piece. I'm going to get into a lot more as we move along here, but I wanted to spend some time on this. I've had a number of meetings this week on the Social Security. I've mentioned Lawrence Kotlikoff before, by the way. I'll mention him again for a couple reasons. One is he's got a great book. If you ever get a chance, it's called Get What's Yours. He says there's 2,700 rules in the Social Security handbook, and 1,000 of the rules about those rules. Kotlikoff also points out that these rules are written in a way that the regular person may not understand, and he puts it in the way that says they're flying blind when it comes to collecting Social Security. Let me give you a couple examples that I think might be helpful and illustrate. You know, again, I had a person send in a question. And by the way, if you have questions, please send them in. Talked about taking it at 62, which that's the earliest time you can claim the benefits. And so I did respond to that email. But I also had a few meetings this week. One of them was a client. It was interesting. It was a great, good guy. And his wife couldn't make it for this meeting. But he said, it was one of our review meetings. He said, you know, Tom, I'm there. I'm thinking about retiring in a year. This guy from I work with next to me said he's retiring, and it kind of triggered it to start looking at things. And he's approaching full retirement age, which for him is 66 and 6 months. Okay, he said, I'm thinking I might retire by 67. I'm going to wait till 67, but I'm thinking about waiting, taking my Social Security till 70, because that's the maximum amount. Remember, it grows by 8% per year. It's a delayed retirement credit. His benefit would have gone from about $36,000 up to over $44,000 if he waited. And so he said, you know, I can live off my retirement assets, and I think I'll just defer it. And I said, well, hold on a minute. His wife is the same age. I think she's a little older. And I said, you realize even though you're deferring your benefits till 70, and again, because you're going to hit full retirement age, and this maybe illustrates all these rules we have to be aware of and why this Forbes study says people are missing out. I said, you can take a spousal benefit. He said, what are you talking about? I said, your wife's benefit's about $2,000. Yours is higher, yes, when you take it. But you could take a spouse, once you have full retirement age, you can take a spousal benefit, which is half of your wife's or your spouse's full retirement. So you don't have to take nothing for those 3 years while you're waiting till 70. You could actually get $1,000 a month. And I'm being general in these terms, but in the numbers. But think about that. That would be 3 years of almost $12,000 a year for 3 years he was otherwise not going to get. And keep in mind, Social Security can't give you advice. Nothing against Social Security, but they can't give you advice. So I said, number one, you know, this is something I told him, schedule an appointment, you know, figure this out. You can contact the agency and confirm these numbers. But again, so now he said, I didn't realize you could do that. Again, these are good things that I'm helping these people out with Social Security. We also do a Social Security analysis. But when Lawrence Kotlikoff talks about these 2,700 rules, so in this example, think about this couple that are my clients. He's now going to take a spousal benefit while his is deferring at 8% per year. So at 70, he can now turn his on, which has the maximum benefit now for the rest of his life. And if he passes away, that becomes a survivor benefit for the rest of his spouse's life. This is just one move. And that's why it's so critical and why we have to be careful. I'm talking about your income plan. This is only one piece. I have a lot more to get into. So, you know, please stick around as we get into some of these, because Social Security is only, as I said, one piece and typically not enough for you to live on. But let me ask you this question. And since we're talking about Social Security, you know, would you be upset if you lost the money? $111,000, that's what Forbes says. 96% of Americans forfeit an average of $111,000 in Social Security. And of course, that can have a big impact, especially when we talk about longevity and needing money. And, you know, the Social Security Trust Fund is scheduled to run out of money in less than 10 years. It's never been more important to ensure you have the right strategy to get every penny of income that's rightfully yours. So find out how you can avoid losing tens of thousands. If not, I would suggest hundreds of thousands with a free, this is the offer, a free customized Social Security benefit analysis. This free analysis that we'll do will pinpoint when you should file for Social Security, helping you get the biggest benefits check possible in retirement. And it also considers these other aspects, which are taxes, spousal benefits, Medicare premiums, and more. This analysis, we'll look at the big picture. So this week, I want to do something special for those of you that have saved well. If you have $500,000 or more, we will do a complete financial analysis and retirement plan that will include the Social Security analysis. Give us a call in the next 10 minutes to schedule a time. You can give us a call at 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855. Or you can always schedule some time with me on alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. Coming up next, well, I said it before, most retirees, Social Security is important, but it's not enough to make ends meet. So when we come back, we're going to get into some other ideas of creating income that you can't outlive. Stick around. You're listening to Tom Fortino on AM 560, The Answer.
We hope you're learning a lot from today's show here on AM 560. But how does it apply to your situation? You can find out with a call to Tom Fortino at the Alpha Wealth Group for a complimentary retirement review. If you're serious about retirement, call 630-934-1855. Tom will provide you with an analysis of where you are now and design a complete plan for your retirement, including income, tax efficiency, legacy planning, and more. There's never been a better time than now to get a written plan that's customized to your unique situation and goals. Call 630-934-1855 to get a complimentary retirement review with Tom Fortino at the Alpha Wealth Group. You can also find Tom online at alphawealthgroup.com. Advisory services through Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Helping you protect, grow, and enjoy your wealth. This is the Alpha Wealth Hour, powered by the Alpha Wealth Group on AM 560, The Answer. Here's your host, Tom Fortino.
Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. This is Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If you want to get a hold of us, of course, 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855. And you can always go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. There's tons of information. You can download reports. You can sign up for our newsletter if you want to get updated information. We get that out every week. Topics that hopefully make a difference in your retirement planning. You can sign up for one of our classes. Or if you want to schedule a time to talk, of course, you can do that as well. You know, today's show, we're going through in this concept of getting to a number. And I've said, I believe this, and you've seen Schwab has come out, I think it was over 2 million. There's all these surveys, Fidelity, you know, what's your number? Years ago, I don't know if you remember this, they had a commercial where a guy was walking around, it was for ING, which is now Voya, which is a financial company, and he'd have a number under his arm, and there would be a person out there doing yard work and say, oh, what's your number? And he'd pull it out, it would be 1,230,000 or whatever. And I say sometimes, you know, this can be a trap. You can save millions of dollars and run out of money in no time. There really is not a dollar amount. And on the other hand, you can save less and enjoy a long and prosperous retirement. And so what we want to talk about, we spent some time talking about Social Security benefits, but that's probably not going to be enough. So we want to talk about other strategies to create income in retirement, right? Income versus savings. And we have that. We've used that phrase before. Income is more important than savings because savings can run out. So what are you doing to create an income plan? This is critical, and we know it's one of the biggest fears. We've seen these studies. So when you retire, these are two examples, right, where you may end up in one of these two camps. In the first camp, you're living off your retirement savings. This means every time you take a withdrawal, you're watching your savings potentially shrink. So you're living in constant fear of running out of money. That's not good. That's not good. And in the second camp, your money's working for you. This is where we want you to be. You have different sources of income coming in every month. The income affords you the ability to do the things you want to do, right? These paychecks, you know, you can do things for your children, your grandchildren, traveling, even maybe buying a second home. And so this is, again, where we want to go. It's not about the savings goal, or sometimes we say growing a pile of money and picking at it. And so what are these things? What can you do to create income that, and I get this, as I said, a lot where people say, well, what can I afford? This is one of the things we do when you come in. We test your plan and we take a look at that. But then there's these things we need to consider too. I just want to bring a couple of these things up. Think about, we're living longer. We've talked about life expectancy before. That's not any news. We know people that are, many people, you probably know people that are living well into their 90s, 80s and 90s. And we are living longer. And so are you prepared to go 25, 30 or 40 years without a paycheck? And so when we talk about your portfolio, that's one aspect of it. But then think about inflation, right? Think about it this way. When you bought groceries or got a gallon of gas, what did it cost 20 years ago? And what about now? And what do you think it's going to cost in another 20 years? So we need to factor that in. So please, I would just tell you, keep those things in mind. And so when we look at income sources, let me give you a couple examples. Again, we talk about Social Security, income that comes in for a lifetime. I'll make a couple comments about pensions, and then I'm going to talk about a couple other ideas. But this gentleman I was talking about in the first segment where we talked about his Social Security said, hey, I had my coworker tell me he's retiring a year, which just like triggered, I got to start looking at these things. He has a pension, and he didn't have all the information. He's going to get it. We're going to get back together. But this is an income source, and so he hasn't taken it yet. So the discussion was get all the information and see how we're starting to stack these things. Social Security, I told him, but we talked about deferring until 70. Now he's got another income piece he can stack on top of this. These are paychecks that are coming in every month. And then he'll make a decision on the spousal benefit, just like the survivor benefit on Social Security, because spouses, if one spouse predeceases the other, we have to keep that in mind. That's another piece of our retirement plan. And so that's one example. Get your information for those of you that are pension. Please find out what your pension benefits are going to be. If you've already taken it, it's an irrevocable decision. Please find out what your survivor benefits are going to be. I come across this a lot where someone will say, I say, what happens if you pass away your pension? They say, I'm really not sure. I think it's 50%. Please confirm what those numbers are. And then there's a third piece, because when we talk about income, you know, if you have just one source of income, that's pretty close to no sources. And we want to be careful about adding two or three sources of income. I think this is a good goal to get to. The third one that we'll talk about is annuities. We hear a lot about this. Unfortunately, I think, you know, we get just a lot of opinions here. And so, you know, take a look at them. I've given the example, and this is just an example. I just want you should get the illustration. I'm more than happy to run this for you, too, if you want. But I've used this example before to illustrate this. A couple age 60, if they were to put $500,000 into the annuity, and you can do this with after-tax money, IRA money, or Roth money, at age 65, they would have almost $44,000 of income. That's lifetime. And that's joint, by the way. It stays for both lifetimes. Again, let me get back to the example of how we're creating an income plan. I'm stacking these things. So now I have Social Security. If I'm married, my spouse and I have Social Security, the highest benefit stays with the survivor. I have a pension with a survivor benefit. I have this annuity that I'm using that's giving me a joint lifetime benefit. So there's potentially not only those sources during my lifetime, but there's three that will continue on if I predecease my spouse. And that's when I talk about having these things. Certainly investments can be part of it, but having only one income stream, as I said, is too close to having no income streams. So the more diversified your income sources are, the better off you will be. I like to say, let's try to get to three different income sources in retirement. But this is so critical to your planning. Again, achieving a savings goal is great. Don't get me wrong. But what you do with the money, is that's what really matters. And so I've asked the question, do you have a plan to get the most from your Social Security benefits? We've talked about that. Reducing taxes, we're going to get to that. Pay for health care to generate income. It's smart to get help and or even get a second opinion just to ensure that you haven't overlooked or underestimated anything. That's why we put something together just for our listeners on today's show. We're going to create a retirement game plan for you. We call it the Retirement Roadmap, and it's customized for your specific situation. Everyone's situation is unique. And the thing about this is it won't cost you a dime. This is a customized plan that covers all of these things. Taxes, paying for health care, generating income, Social Security. So this week I want to do something special for our listeners. Those who have saved well, and if you have $500,000 or more, we will do a complete financial analysis and retirement plan. Give us a call in the next 10 minutes to schedule a time, 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855. And you can always go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, where you can schedule a time online. Coming up next, taxes could be your largest expense in retirement. But when we come back, we'll share some steps you can take now that can dramatically reduce your taxes in retirement. Stick around. You're listening to Tom Fortino on AM 560, The Answer.
We hope you're learning a lot from today's show here on AM 560. But how does it apply to your situation? You can find out with a call to Tom Fortino at the Alpha Wealth Group for a complimentary retirement review. If you're serious about retirement, call 630-934-1855. Tom will provide you with an analysis of where you are now and design a complete plan for your retirement, including income, tax efficiency, legacy planning, and more. There's never been a better time than now to get a written plan that's customized to your unique situation and goals. Call 630-934-1855 to get a complimentary retirement review with Tom Fortino at the Alpha Wealth Group. You can also find Tom online at alphawealthgroup.com. Advisory services through Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Independent, local, experienced. This is the Alpha Wealth Hour with Tom Fortino, powered by the Alpha Wealth Group on AM 560, The Answer.
Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. This is Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If you want to get a hold of us, of course, 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855. And you can always go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. Tons of information. You can download our reports. You can sign up for our newsletter. You can sign up for our classes. You know, if you want to schedule a time just to chat or send me an email with a question, I had one this past week and I ended up responding. It was a question on Social Security, but I've had questions on estate planning. I've had questions on taxes, Roth IRAs, and on and on. So again, anything that's specific to you that I can help, please feel free to either schedule a call. Give me a call directly. You can email us. I'm more than happy to get you some answers and certainly things that can make a difference. So that's what we like to do. You know, today's show, we've been focusing on this, what it means to get to a number or this magic number. And so, you know, I've given the examples of two people retiring at the same time with the same amount of savings. And one lives a long, happy, and financial secure retirement. The other one quickly runs into financial struggles. And what makes the difference? There's a lot of things that make a difference. We've talked about creating an income plan, certainly. And in this segment, I want to talk about another piece of your plan that can play a big role, and that's taxes. And as I said, play a big role for this next wave of retirees, maybe more than any previous generation. We're going to talk about strategies that can hopefully reduce your taxes Because keep in mind, when you retire, every penny of your IRA and 401k is taxable. Your pensions are 100% taxable, and up to 85% of your Social Security is taxable. And retirement comes with, in a way, a new set of rules and decisions that we have to make. So this is something we want to talk about. Again, we have these parts of our plan, and when you retire too, we have to remember that you can no longer contribute to a retirement plan to reduce your taxes. If you have no earned income, you cannot, right? Our deductions may go away. Some of the things, the house is paid off, tax credits, hopefully the children are gone. So our tax credits are gone. So we can be in somewhat of a vulnerable, or sometimes I say a tax sensitive situation. And then keep in mind, we have RMDs, right? So I've seen fairly often people like, I don't want to touch my IRA or 401k because guess what? It's taxable, whatever the tax rate is. And by the way, when you pull money out of a retirement account, it also is used to determine how much of your Social Security is taxable. So it's not just about creating income. It's about what can we do to minimize the taxes. And required minimum distribution, again, it's sometimes you hear this term, it's called the tax time bomb. The longer we wait, the bigger these accounts get. And now at 73, we have what are called required minimum distributions. If you don't take the right amount out, it's 25% penalty. And again, what are the tax rates going to be in the future? We've talked a lot about the Tax Cut and Jobs Act in the past. That is set to sunset in 2025, which means starting in 2026, these marginal tax brackets come back. In fact, if you've been listening lately, they've talked about a $7.3 trillion budget. It's insane. A few years ago, it was about four, which is still, these are huge numbers, but it was four something trillion. And they've talked about in this package, $5.5 trillion of taxes are going to be considered. Now, again, we don't know where they're going to go, but when you think about it, another reason about having a strategy to reduce taxes on your IRA, our national debt's now over $34 trillion, approaching 35. In addition to that, well, I don't know if you've heard this number. This is kind of staggering. $1 trillion every 100 days is being added to our debt. This is just kind of insanity. So we have to really think about where we stand in retirement, because if you have $60,000 from retirement benefits, I'm using Social Security as an example, and between you and your spouse, and up to $12,000 of that, up to $50,000 can be taxable, and you have to turn around and give $12,000 back to the government. Keep in mind they're your partner. You're netting 48, not 60. And then if you take a look at your retirement accounts, and you need to pull out 50 to net 40. Tax rates go up. Do you need to pull out 55 now or 60 to net 40? Maybe. I don't know. Is that going to make you run out of money sooner? Maybe. So this is why taxes are so critical, and I make this integral to what we do as a firm. I'm an investment advisor rep. We do active money management. I'm insurance licensed, but I make taxes really an integral part of our planning. And so every week we talk about it. You know, the simplest thing, which I'll mention, and we've talked about Roth IRAs. Whether it's a Roth IRA or Roth 401k, Roth conversions, they're all three separate things. You have until April 15th to do a Roth IRA. So I'm kind of pounding the table, and it keeps getting closer and closer because we have a deadline. So I just want you to be aware that you have until April 15th to still do the Roth IRA contributions for last year. If you're a 50 or over, that's $7,500 per person. And if you don't do it by April 15th, you've lost a year of this. Especially if you're going to retire soon. Remember, you can't make them once the earned income goes away. You can also do 2024, which is $8,000 each. So between a couple, $15,500 for the spouse, for one spouse, $15,500 for another, it's $31,000. Now, when we talk about Roth IRAs or Roth 401ks, you know, that money grows tax-free for the rest of your life, regardless of tax rates in the future. And these strategies can dramatically reduce your taxes. And the goal, as I like to say, is how about getting to tax-free? We may not get there completely, but why don't we start down that path? Typically, those who have saved the most, those who have been successful, are the ones that are penalized the most. So this week, I want to do something special. For those who have saved well, if you have $500,000 or more, we will do a complete financial analysis and retirement planning analysis. This will include the retirement tax saving analysis. We're going to dig in. We're going to take a look. I like to say throw everything in a box, which includes your tax returns. We're going to look at all of this. Give us a call in the next few minutes if you'd like to schedule a time. 630-934-1855. 630-934-1855. And you can always go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, to schedule a time. Coming up next, what are the two critical habits of financial successful retirees. We're going to talk about it on the other side. So stick around. You're listening to Tom Fortino on AM 560, The Answer. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. This is Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If you want to get a hold of us, of course, 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855. And you can always go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. You can download reports. You can send questions if you want. Sign up for our newsletter. We send out a weekly newsletter with topics I think that are very helpful. And you can sign up for our class. We have the new reality in our retirement class coming up. And so you can sign up for that as well through our website. All types of great information, and there's no cost or obligation, so you have no excuse. Okay, as I said, let's dig in. I want to get into some ideas here that have to do with your retirement planning. I thought this was interesting. I think I mentioned this before. This year, more than 4 million Americans are going to reach age 65, and I think the term's been used, peak 65. This is going to be the biggest year. I think they said 11 to 12,000 people a day will be turning 65. But here's what's interesting. One of the interesting facts, I guess, about one third of them are still working. And this was a survey by resumebuilding.com. It shows 1 in 8 retirees are going to go back to work this year. Well, guess why? Well, some of the reasons, high costs, inflation, and insufficient savings. So these are things that we have to deal with. This was, again, this interesting article said, congrats on your retirement. Time to find a new job. Hit by rising costs and boredom, retirees weigh going back to work. The rising cost of living combined with restlessness, they're talking about 4 million Americans, as I said, going back to work. Overall, about one third, that's one third, we'll do the math, 33 1/3% of 65 to 69 have jobs. That's up from one quarter. So think about that. It went from 20% to over 30%. This was according to the Federal Reserve. This was from 2000. It was roughly 20% of 65 to 69. Now it's over 33% are in the workforce. Unforeseen expenses, caregiving for aging parents, supporting adult kids, which we're going to talk about here as well, and not having enough money set aside. So what do we do? Why are some of the reasons for this, and what can we do about this? You know, we talk about it a lot, and because there's a reason. It's the studies have shown over and over, Forbes says it, the Allianz, these studies, the biggest concern among retirees is running out of money. I would submit, too, some of these people that are going back to work, maybe they don't have to. Right. If we take a look at some of the things that understanding what our income is, you know, Social Security, they just came out. BlackRock came out with this. They showed that the average Social Security. And this is kind of some of the reasons I believe behind this. It's about having an income, having a paycheck. So if you're going into retirement, are you prepared to go 25, 30 or 35 years without a paycheck? And it can get even worse than that, because you think about inflation. Over a 20 year period, 50,000, you need 80,000. And then we have taxes, and we're living longer than ever. And so these are all of these, I don't want to say obstacles, but certainly challenges when we get into retirement. And so we need to understand, I was getting to the Social Security, which is the main source of income. You can go to the Social Security website for most people. And again, it's an income. It comes in no matter what. The average recipient gets $1,800. This was a study by BlackRock. The average expenses for retirees, $4,000. You see the difference? So we need to talk about, how do we create income in retirement we cannot outlive? Paychecks that come in no matter what. We've talked about, what does it mean to have income? Social Security is a main source. There's claiming strategies. Pensions are another source of income. Understanding our pension options. And, of course, do annuities make sense? I've had a number of meetings this week on annuities. But Social Security is something we deal with. We do a Social Security analysis for individuals that come in. There was a question, and I want to get to this. And this is why the one piece, this is only one piece of your income plan. I talked about three different ideas of creating income. Obviously, investments, dividends, interest, those can be part of your income as well. But that's not guaranteed lifetime income. So let's talk about creating an income plan. The Social Security decision and the claiming strategy are pretty significant. We had a question that came in. So again, I hope this is helpful, because this happens fairly often, especially around the Chicagoland area where there's a lot of pensions. Someone wanted to know, if she claimed her Social Security benefits, would her husband's pension income affect her benefits? She mentioned that she realizes it could affect taxes, because up to 85% of your Social Security can be taxed. Now, there's what's called a windfall provision. Okay. And so what that means is, if you have a pension and you have not, it gets a little deeper than this, but I think this illustrates how complicated this decision is. If you have worked in the school system, some municipalities, if you have a pension and you have not contributed to the Social Security program or you have not contributed that much, there's an offset. And what that means is that your pension can reduce your Social Security benefit. Now, it does not reduce the spouse's Social Security benefit. So I want to be clear about that. So if one spouse has worked, contributed to Social Security throughout their lifetime, the other spouse maybe has been a police officer, fireman, been in the school systems, their Social Security can be impacted dramatically. The spouse is not. So I just want to understand, it's called a windfall provision. It does not affect the spouse that did not have the pension. It does in one way, though, and I'm going to move on because it gets a little deep here. But if your spouse has a pension and their Social Security benefit has been reduced dramatically, the survivor benefit that you would normally get from your spouse if they predecease you, of course, will be reduced. And also, their survivor benefit that goes to them will be reduced. It's called the pension offset. See how this works? I'm sorry. I'm just trying to explain. But the pension, the bottom line is, if one spouse is receiving a pension, the other spouse is not impacted during their lifetime on their Social Security benefit. A lot more to it. Look, let's just take a step back here. As I said, from an income planning standpoint, we need to understand our claiming strategy. These are irrevocable decisions. And so when I talk about the Social Security claiming strategy, again, remember, one piece of your retirement plan, keep in mind it grows by 8% a year. It maxes out at age 70. You can see a difference of $10,000 between age 65 and 70. And when you lock into that benefit, you know, that's it. That it's, you can't go back and change it. So this can be very impactful during your lifetime, especially as we said, you know, you're going 25, 30 years without a paycheck. We may want to think about it. And as Lawrence Kotlikoff has said, first of all, there's over 2,700 rules in the Social Security handbook. The risk isn't dying. The risk is living. So we need to really be conscious of our decision. So let me make this offer. I'm going to provide I offered it before, the income planning packet. It includes the Social Security decision, gets into these other ideas of how to maximize income in retirement, includes the budget worksheet, has, I said, the Social Security decision in there. No perfect answer. We'll get that out to you if you want it. Better yet, let me make this offer because everybody's situation is unique. If you want to schedule a time, or if you want to just give us a call, go to our website. We will run a Social Security analysis for you. It is a terrific report, I believe. It does and shows your claiming strategies, the different options, does a side-by-side analysis, and hopefully will allow you to make an informed decision because that's really what it's about. Give us a call again if you want that analysis or if you want the information, 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855. Coming up, I want to get into this whole idea of, is the 401k going away? We're going to answer that on the other side. Stick around. You're listening to Tom Fortino on AM 560, The Answer.
We hope you're learning a lot from today's show here on AM 560. But how does it apply to your situation? You can find out with a call to Tom Fortino at the Alpha Wealth Group for a complimentary retirement review. If you're serious about retirement, call 630-934-1855. Tom will provide you with an analysis of where you are now and design a complete plan for your retirement, including income, tax efficiency, legacy planning, and more. There's never been a better time than now to get a written plan that's customized to your unique situation and goals. Call 630-934-1855 to get a complimentary retirement review with Tom Fortino at the Alpha Wealth Group. You can also find Tom online at alphawealthgroup.com. Advisory services through Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Different by design. This is the Alpha Wealth Hour with Tom Fortino of the Alpha Wealth Group on AM 560. The Answer.
Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. This is Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. As I say, I like to say we're a complete retirement planning firm. We do everything, and I just like to say different by design. Income planning, tax planning, investment planning, overall retirement planning, the five pillars to your plan. These are all these pieces. I touched upon the income planning in the first segment. I hope I answered and addressed that one question on Social Security. Keeping in mind, you know, those statistics that we talked about, how one third of individuals from 65 to 69 are now in retirement. I think it's the highest level ever. I'm sorry, are back to work. Highest level ever. And why is that? Well, I think some of it has to do, I would submit, is we want to have an income plan. And I would also submit, really, the way to feel wealthy in retirement and not have to worry about going back to work is having more income than expenses. And it's really kind of that simple. One thing, and that's really the goal when we talk about income planning. If you want to get a hold of us, I offered that packet, the income planning packet, with the Social Security decision process, as well as doing the analysis if you would like. You can call us at 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855. You can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, download the information, sign up for our next class that I will be teaching, all types of information in our newsletter. Okay, let me pivot into another area here that we talk about, and this is an opinion. This was from two economists. They believe the federal government, I hope you're sitting down, should stop allowing pre-tax contributions to retirement savings. They think that the 401k and IRA should be abolished. I don't know why they're sticking. This is, I think I heard someone use this phrase before. Where do I hit the, you know, who wants to hear what you have to say button here? I mean, they say both plans only favor the rich. Yeah, okay, we go on. I love this. $200 billion a year is lost in tax dollars. In other words, it's $200 billion they can't take from you. So, I mean, they get it back, but the point is on these 401ks, I just want to make a couple of points here. These were these two economists, Alicia Monell and Andrew Biggs. She was an assistant Treasury Secretary under Clinton. And their view is that, you know, this is because you're putting money in pre-tax, typically in these 401k plans, they can't tax it up front. And so their discussion here is, which I don't agree with, is it would shore up Social Security. Sure it would, because we know how responsible they are with the money. But, you know, these are, I guess, a couple points I want to. Now, this may sound crazy. You may be hearing 10 years from now, Social Security or these 401k benefits could go away, the plans. You know, the rules are going to be changing. I'll give you a couple examples. Number one, the Tax Cut and Jobs Act. You have this year and next year, marginal tax brackets are going up. Okay, this is starting in 2026. These are historically low. They're basically 40-year low tax brackets. There's a sunset provision in the 2017 Tax Cut and Jobs Act. Additionally, just 401k plans themselves, they tried to ram through a lot of changes to 401k plans. One that is going to happen, this is going to happen in 2026. In fact, it was supposed to happen this year, but they tried to make it, you know, it was the 401k plans just couldn't adjust quick enough, so they delayed it till 2026. Starting in 2026, if you make over $145,000 a year, let me repeat that again, $145,000 a year, your catch-up provision, that $7,500 if you're over age 50 to a 401k, it has to go into a Roth. Guess what? You no longer have an option of going pre-tax. Isn't that nice? So I just want you to be aware of these things are happening. There's moving parts here. They were trying in the Build Back Better, some of that, maybe some of us don't realize it, they were trying to phase out some of the Roth options for higher income earners and so on and not being able to contribute. So this is not crazy stuff, right? Do we know some of the rules are changing. My point, I guess, the takeaway from this, I don't want to belabor this, but let's please not procrastinate. Let's do the things that we can. You can put up to $30,500 into a 401k if you're over age 50. I'm sorry, 50 or older. Are we maxing out the 401ks? Again, rules can change. So we need to be taking advantage of some of these things. We have the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, which is going to change. If nothing happens, the marginal tax brackets are going up. What are we doing? I'm going to spend more time coming up on some taxes and answer some questions that we received on these. But I just want you to understand that these rules, you know, they're moving, they're changing. And are we optimizing our 401k plans? Number one, are we maxing out the contributions? This is one of the largest contributions available to us. Because if you look at an IRA, the IRA limits are $8,000 per person starting in 2024. 401ks allow you to put $30,500. Obviously a big difference. And there's other differences we can get into. In fact, I just wrote this report on 401ks, optimizing your 401k plan. It gets into the 8 to 10 things that you should be aware of in your 401k. Besides the amount that you should be contributing, remember $30,500. Number one. Number two, are you doing Roth versus traditional? Keep in mind, 401k plans, most of them offer a Roth option. So you could put $30,500 all into a Roth if you want. You can split the difference. Half into the Roth, half into the traditional. Are we taking advantage of that? Do we know what our match is? So I just had someone in here the other day. I said, what's your match? They said, I think it's 3%. So we pulled out. They brought in all their information, which I usually ask people to do, of course. This is why. Looks like they're getting 6% match. There you go. So now we know. But this is so important because these, when we talk about systematic contributions, and again, that's why I take issue with this report on these economists. There's other, they have another agenda, I think, behind this. But my point is, you know, these systematic contributions, I don't know how many times that people come in, and God bless them. I think it's terrific. They've got a half a million, $700,000, $1 million in a 401k. Didn't happen by accident. Systematic contributions. And so this is why this is so important. This is a plan that has so many benefits to you, not just these large contribution amounts. In fact, we'll talk more about these coming up, about you can even put potentially more into them. They're called after-tax contributions. That's in this report too. If you want us to do the 401k x-ray, we call it the 401k x-ray, we'll do a look under the hood too. What investment options do you have? You may have the option of doing an in-service rollover. That's in this report, where you can move your funds to your own IRA. Have more investment options. What are the fees that you're paying? Are there things that you can be doing to, again, to maximize this 401k plan, which in many cases is your largest asset towards retirement? So this is important stuff. So give us a call if you either want to schedule a time to do the 401k x-ray, or if you just want some of the information that we've offered. It's all about getting you informed so you can make solid decisions that are going to have an impact on your retirement plan for you and your family. 630-934-1855. 630-934-1855 to get that information, or if you want to schedule a time to come in, go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. We'll get it out to you. Coming up, we're going to get into, I may even mention Mick Jagger. Believe it or not, he has something to do with retirement planning. So stick around. You're listening to Tom Fortino on AM 560, The Answer.
We hope you're learning a lot from today's show here on AM 560. But how does it apply to your situation? You can find out with a call to Tom Fortino at the Alpha Wealth Group for a complimentary retirement review. If you're serious about retirement, call 630-934-1855. Tom will provide you with an analysis of where you are now and design a complete plan for your retirement, including income, tax efficiency, legacy planning, and more. There's never been a better time than now to get a written plan that's customized to your unique situation and goals. Call 630-934-1855 to get a complimentary retirement review with Tom Fortino at the Alpha Wealth Group. You can also find Tom online at alphawealthgroup.com. Advisory services through Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Helping you protect, grow, and enjoy your wealth. This is the Alpha Wealth Hour, powered by the Alpha Wealth Group on AM 560, The Answer. Here's your host, Tom Fortino.
Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. This is Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. We're a retirement planning firm. We cover it all, I think. We're different by design, as I've said. You know, we've covered a number of topics already today. We got into the income planning piece of your plan, creating income you can't outlive, address that question on Social Security that one of our listeners had about, you know, the pensions versus Social Security, and does it offset? And then just creating an income plan, income you can't outlive, right? If the paychecks stop coming, are you going to be okay for 25 or 30 years without a paycheck? What does your income plan say? We offered the information on that, and hopefully making the best decision possible. There's no perfect answer, but we certainly want to make sure we do the best we can, and that's why I offer the information. We've talked a little bit about these 401k plans, optimizing the 401k plan. This is a gift. Let's take advantage of it. Are we maximizing the contributions? I offered our new, that is a new report. It's kind of a hot off the presses report. We just completed that. I'm working on some others on asset protection as well, and I'll let you know when we get those done. We have all types of reports available at our website, alphawealthgroup.com. You can call us and request information specific to you. We will customize the information for you. So you give us a call, 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. And I got to mention again, we have a class coming up, which I will be teaching, The New Reality in Our Retirement. Let's talk about this. I mentioned we're going to talk into another piece of your plan. And it's, you know, I've said this many times. It's about five pieces, five pillars. We talked about income planning. We've talked a little bit about the investments and we're going to get into tax planning too here, but let's talk a little about another piece, the estate and legacy planning piece. I mentioned Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones. I think they've retired 10 times. No, I'm kidding. I don't know how many times they've retired, but I love these, the final tour. But I don't know if they've done it so much, but they are, the Rolling Stones, they're set to embark on another concert tour. I guess their first show is going to be in Houston on April 28th in 2024. And Mick Jagger's 80 years old. They are pretty incredible. I mean, arguably one of the best rock and roll bands ever. But this is what's interesting. They have not cashed in on their music catalogs. There's an estimate. You know, you've seen Paul Simon. I think there's been a few others that have done it. Dylan did it. Neil Young. For hundreds of thousands. They estimate, I should say millions, excuse me. They estimate that they could sell their music catalog for $500 million. I bet you'd go higher than that. But Mick Jagger said his kids, who, by the way, range from age 6 to 52, wouldn't get any of the money because they don't need it to live well. I think he's doing okay. So he'd rather see it go to charity. And so when we talk about estate planning and what the value of your estate is, certainly, you know, they don't need to worry so much about it. I'm sure he has a solid – Mick Jagger actually – is a pretty sharp guy about finances. He's kind of handled their finances from the beginning. So I'm guessing he's got things in order, but he's talking about having a lot of this go to charity, and that's a terrific thing. But, you know, we hear a lot about these stories from these wealthy or well-known individuals, and a lot of the stuff still impacts you the same way. I would argue that it's even more impactful. So if your estate is worth a couple million or whatever it may be, well, it has to go through probate or there's costs or it's tied up or assets are frozen, it could be more impactful to you. So when we talk about the estate planning piece to your plan, look, we have an attorney that does all the estate planning. And I'm not an attorney, but it's something that I've been doing for over 20 years. I come from the school where an attorney I worked with many years ago used to say, if you have a home and a bank account, you should have a trust. I agree with that statement. And so, you know, I'm adamant about these. I'm an investment advisor rep. We do active money management, insurance license. I have been doing this for a long time. I'm not the attorney, but it's kind of a non-negotiable when I'm working with people because I don't want to have an asset frozen or an IRA. I don't want to take a phone call from a spouse saying, sorry, the asset's frozen because you didn't have a power of attorney in place. You know, I'm pretty insistent on you got to get these things in place. This is just, it's not acceptable in a way because, again, these are one of those things where you could argue and say it is the best thing you can do for your family. You control assets. Things are private. And if you've done these documents for, when was the last time you looked at them? Dusted them off, brought them in. So that's part of what we do when we do our retirement analysis. This is one of the other pieces. There's five pieces. This is one of them. And so when I say come in, I have people bring in their documents, bring in your tax returns. You've heard me say it. Throw everything in a box. So I'll make that offer too. I always offer the information, the six essential documents, bulletproofing your beneficiaries, understanding how assets are titled. You may be surprised. And this is what it's all about. So if you want to schedule a time to do a complete retirement planning, we'll do the 401k, the things I've already offered, the income quote, creating lifetime income, testing your plan, the Social Security analysis. We'll also do the estate planning review as part of this. It's all part of being complete, as I like to say, being complete. If you want to schedule a time, you can give us a call, 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855, or you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, to schedule a time. Give us a call, schedule a time. We'll do it. As I said, throw everything in a box. Come on in and see us. As always, we'll be back next week, Saturday at 9 a.m. here on AM 560 The Answer. As always, everyone, have a blessed week. And let's get to work.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, Salem Media of Illinois, LLC, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and fixed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois. The Alpha Wealth Hour, presented by the Alpha Wealth Group. For more information on anything you heard on today's show, call 630-934-1855 or visit alphawealthgroup.com.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.